It's interesting how easily different things can become tied together, isn't it? You probably already closed your eyes, which was a decision you made to give your full attention to my voice. And if not, then you can relax and close those eyes now. That's all it takes. A thoughtless decision. One moment of surrender. To notice how good it feels to accept that first instruction with or without meaning to. Like conditioning, an example in your mind now. You've done it before, going into trance. So you can remember how it feels when you listen to my voice. You begin to slow down, automatically focusing in on my words because you chose to listen for a reason. And that intense focus just seems to pop into your head like bubbles up from somewhere deeper. And when bubbles pop, everything inside can drop down to the floor, much deeper than where they began. You can imagine it. The most important word automatically tells you exactly how to respond without thinking. And your unconscious mind acts before you forget to think. It's a powerful way to tie up your thoughts in an automatic knot. A special sort of knot, where one thing leads to another, like a trigger, a conditioned response. An example of conditioning that automatically pops into your head now is Pavlov's dogs, which is more important than you imagine. How desperately those dogs were drooling for something completely disconnected from where it began. I don't need to explain it to you. You already know how that feels. Like a reflex, or an instinct. And your instinct is to remember that reflexes are automatic. They just are. So many things happening automatically in your body you barely even know to think about. And with your thoughts tied tightly with a knot listening to my voice, you can focus on every automatic idea bubbling up to pop inside your head as you half listen. All the different ways you respond without thinking. Breathing is an easy one. Automatic when you're not thinking, but easy enough to bring yours under control when you give thought to my words. Breathing in time with my numbers now. Think you can do it? I'm counting on you to breathe in as I count up, and breathe out as I count down. 1, 2, all the way in. 2, 1, and emptying. Good. 1, 2, 3, breathing deeply. 3, 2, 1, all the way out of control. Two things are typically said. There are very few ways to know whether you have or you've lost control. And the best way is to lose it. Because you can only lose something you're sure you used to have. And it's easier to accept it's gone when you stop thinking about it. Isn't it? You're still breathing, aren't you? Counting is automatic too in many ways. 1, 2, 3, 4. Because you learn very fast, don't you? 4, 3, 2, 1. Way to focus is to lose your other thoughts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It would be easier not to think, wouldn't it? It's just a thought. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Maybe making you want to hold that thought in your head, to hold the breath you breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Accepting the final thought that bubbles up inside your head to pop. You sink into trance only as fast as the breath leaves now and the numbers drop. 6, 5, and the reason you feel 4, so relaxed 3, and double as deep 2, now is simple.
1.